The Journey to the Center of the Earth. This is Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Our topic, The Journey to the Center of the Earth. It's a wonderful concept, isn't it? The journey to the center of the earth. Any concept we hold can be a reality. Any concept that we hold in our hearts or hold in our thinking can be a reality. Do we want it to be a reality? Do we want this concept to be that which we believe and that which we know and that which we are? The journey to the center of the earth, what does that mean? Well, what it means is the journey to the center of us, the journey to the center of our being, the journey of this, to the center of who we are. Now, what is that journey to the center of who we are? How do we get there? What makes us understand what that all means and how we can experience it? I enjoyed the little statement by Dr. Seuss. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. Kind of an interesting statement, isn't it? Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. Our dear friend Dr. Seuss said this. Now, just what does that mean? Well, what that means is that we are the creator of our world. We are the creator of every experience that we have in our world and every experience that we know about in our world. Now, the journey to the center of the earth is a journey to the center of ourself. We are the center of our universe. And we might just call it the journey to the center of the earth. Now, where is the earth? Well, we say the earth is the globe upon which we live. And that's a very proper statement to make. But is the journey really the center of the globe upon which we live? Or is the earth the center? Or is the earth really something far grander, far more interesting than that? You know, we have not plummeted the earth at all, really. We've gone down a certain distance, done core samples. We've looked into the earth. We've checked it out. We think it's hot, molten metal down below. And some philosophers tell us that there is another life form down in the center of the earth, which is like humanity, which is another place where humans can live. And they live, and they call it a paradise in the center of the earth. Many writers who are some responsible and some fictional. And these writers have written about the journey to the center of the earth. And as they talk about this journey to the center of the earth, they say that as you go down into this beautiful experience, you leave behind all your problems. You leave behind all limitations. You leave behind all concepts that say you are in any way unable to accomplish any goal that you have in your heart. That's why we can say any concept that we hold can be a reality. And Dr. Seuss said, be who you are and say what you feel. Now, can we be who we are and say what we feel? Well, most of the time we're a little reluctant to do that. Because those who mind really don't matter. And those who matter don't mind. In other words, those who care about what you do, as far as whether you're being reasonable, whether you're being proper, whether you're being anything in a standard way, those who want you to be that way, those people really don't matter. It's when you really know who you are, then you are arriving at a state of consciousness that is so beautiful. I read another little statement today. It said something like this. When I was a kid, I had a lot of friends who were invisible. And I'd go and visit my friends who were invisible, and they kicked me out. They didn't want me in their group. They didn't want me to come into their group because they felt that I was not doing the right thing. Now, what does something like that mean? How do we look into something like that? It's a fantastic thing, you know. The imaginary friends I had as a kid dropped me because their friends thought I didn't exist. And that's from author Henry Miller. Imaginary friends I had as a kid dropped me because they thought I didn't exist. Well, now that's quite a statement too, isn't it? But who are we? What are we? Where are we going in our life? What are we seeking to accomplish in our life? What are we trying to achieve in our life? We go through all these machinations and we think that we're being so smart, but we have to be who you are and say what you feel. And if you don't be who you are and say what you feel, you know, little children are quite good at doing this. And you say to a little child, "You're very brilliant." And they look up at you and say, "Yes, I know, thank you." They don't say thank you, but "Yes, I know." And of course, our training teaches us that we want to hit them in a puss and say, you're not humble. You're not being contrite. You're not being appreciative of where you got that wisdom and knowledge. But you see, it doesn't matter where they got the wisdom and knowledge from, their parents or from their school or teachers or friends. They have it and it is theirs. I tell all the students who take the courses at the University of Healing, I said, I have one primary responsibility for each one of you. And that is that whatever you learn from me or any other teacher in the whole world, make it yours. Put your name on it. It may sound similar to what I teach or somebody else teaches, but make it yours. And when someone says, "Well, now, what do you think about this?" Well, my opinion is that we should do that. "Well, what makes you think you're so smart?" "I just feel good about it." "Well, all right." You know, when a person feels confident in themselves, when they feel good about it, they can take that journey to the center of the earth within themselves, and they can know what's there. Now, wouldn't it be interesting to take a journey to the center of the earth? Wouldn't it be interesting to take some boring instrument that barrels away down there and takes us right to the center of the earth? What would we find there? What would we think we'd find? Who has been at the center of any planet? Who has been at the center of any sun, at the center of any star in the galaxy? Nobody. But they presume, they make a theory, and that theory says that at the center is molten metal. And it has to be that way because that's how it's formed and that's how it exists, and it exists back and forth. Well, now, hey, that's cool. That's really great. Can any of these wonderful scientists with all their theories come up with a reason that you and I exist? A reason why we were born? A reason why we are here? Can any of those scientists come up with an idea? Now, why did we develop and evolve on this planet? Why are there people on other planets? What is our purpose in being here? What happens when we die? Where do we come from when we're born? Where does this spirit that is in us, the life spirit, come from? Does that come from our parents? Or does it come from some universal allness that we are all part of or in and or as? Or that we are all the universal allness? Where does it come from? Now, when scientists can tell you the answer to these questions, then you can believe everything they say. But why not just believe what they say and say, "Yes, I believe that the Earth is a ball that has a melted core of metal at its center." But you know, the thought came to me that at the center of the Earth, there could be an inverted galaxy, which has, within the Earth, within the core of the Earth, it has a complete set of stars, planets, an Earth that we live on in the center. And why not? Why not? What's so strange about that? Well, it doesn't fit with how the scientists have done it, and they haven't reached out to the vastness of the possibilities. They haven't reached out to Dr. Seuss's little friends who be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind, that is the scientists who made up their own opinions, don't matter. And those who matter, people who are dreamers and who are creators, including the scientists, they don't mind. They think it's just wonderful what sort of grand and glorious and wonderful concepts you're coming up with. You know, it's a great thing to go through something like that. And when we go through something like that, we have miracles taking place in our life. We begin to explore and expand and feel just great. Well, if that's true, and people can do those things, and people do those things, well, what about those people that do these things? Where are they now? Where are those people who have reached high levels of consciousness, and what are they doing now? Well, my friend, they are not revealing themselves to you, because you would judge. They are revealing themselves to others who would not judge, to others who have the same wonderful opinion as they do of who they are and what they are and where they're going and how they're doing it. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. You see, this statement is so utterly fantastic, so utterly amazing, and we have the opportunity to have it, and we really don't pay much attention to it. We want to be dreamers. We want to be lovers. We want to be those who reach out into the infinite cosmos of all and enjoy life in a fabulous, beautiful, magnificent, utterly amazing way. And we can do it. And we can do it. We can reach to the center of the earth. We can reach there mentally. We can reach there physically, too, if we wish. We can reach the outermost edges of the galaxy, and there are no edges. We can reach the outermost parts, and there are no outermost parts, because it just goes on and on and on. We have no concept what infinity is. We have no concept what the eternity is. We have no concept what all these things are. We just don't know. And the reason we don't know is that we have never given ourselves the opportunity to be there. Because we have not allowed ourselves to dream. We have not allowed ourselves to play the games of fascination, to play the game of fiction. Because what's the difference between fiction and truth? Fiction is just truth that has not yet made itself manifest. It will. It will. How many stories have you read from fiction books? How many movies have you seen in the theater and on television that were fiction? And how many of them, as you watched them, you believed with all your heart that those things were really happening, that those people were really going through those experiences, and yet you knew they were actors. You knew that the script was written by somebody who had a wonderful imagination. And you knew that, quite likely, it is no more true than anything else. But you believed it. You see, within each one of us is the desire to believe. The desire to accept and know that's true. That's what where hypnotism comes in so beautifully. People want to believe. They want to believe the legerdemain. They want to believe the chicanery that goes on with some people who try to fool others. They love a con man because a con man is telling them something they want to hear. In other words, they're getting something for nothing. They love the fictional attitude of life. We love the Jonathan Livingston Seagull because he speaks right to our heart, right to our soul. We love the illusions with Donald Simoda, the reluctant messiah, who is doing all the things that we think perhaps it might be fun to do. Just be a little rebel. And it doesn't matter, because we're being ourselves and we're having fun. And as Donald, as Richard Bach was saying to Donald Simoda, I know you know what you're doing, and I know you know why you're doing it, but, I don't really understand it for some reason, And he didn't. Because Donald Simoda was egging these people on to be thoughtless, to act without thinking, and to feel that they had a right to silence someone who was not their style or their manner. And this is what the world teaches us. We should all belong and fit into the single pattern. And when we belong and fit into the single pattern, then everything works out beautifully. But somehow that just doesn't seem kosher all the way around. Because I truly like what Dr. Seuss said, and I think that it's something we might think about very often in our life. Be who you are and say what you feel. We have a statement like that, be yourself and have fun. Be who you are and say what you feel. Because those who are upset with what you are and what you do, they don't matter. And those who matter to you, they would never get upset with you. They would love to see you reaching out and being the genius that you are and being the magical soul you are and being the mystical person you are and being fabulous. Now, where do you find those people? Where do you find those people? You don't. Those people are all around us. They are with us every moment of our life. They are showing us the way every moment of our life. And all we have to do is to just take our journey to the center of the earth. Any concept we hold can be a reality. Know these things. Enjoy these things. And live these things. And find that life is the most exciting, fabulous thing that ever happened to you or to me. And it has just begun, and yet it's almost over. But isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to realize that we can be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. Be yourself and have fun, the essence of the teaching of God Unlimited University of Healing, the essence of our philosophy. I've written 3 books on Absolute, and some of the books have been, one of the books was published in the Gist over a period of 30 months, and the responses from it have been just amazing. Well, that's for the courses of the University of Philosophy, and we're in the process of putting that thing together, and one of these days we'll find a little time to do that, and I'm sure when we do, we'll find that there are a lot of people who are ready to be themselves and have fun, who are ready to go to the center of the earth within themselves, to go to the center of the galaxy, to go to the center of all, and find their themselves, and to believe what they find, to believe what they know, to live it and love it and enjoy it with all your heart and all your soul, because that's who you are. That's who we are. You are the most beautiful person in the world, because you're my reflection. And I love you, I love you, I love you.